Part 3. Rosie felt suddenly paralyzed. She was fixed in position and unable to back away further as Vaughn slowly sidled up to her. She had been caught in a pose with her knees slightly bent away from each other, as if about to curtsy, one arm slightly away from her side with the other at the base of her tummy. Vaughn approached slowly, swaying her hips gently. She was purposely taking her time, as if to emphasize how helpless Rosie was, and when she spoke, she did so softly and calmly like a lullaby.
I like pumps, Rosie. They're so much more manual, you know?
She lovingly stroked the end of the hose with her fingertips. Rosie just glared back at her hands. She inched closer as she explained what she wanted to do.
The problem with Haley's method is that there is no feedback for the one doing the inflating. You can't feel the air going in. And from the moment I saw you, I knew I had to just pump you up.
Rosie gulped.
It's always so much more fun inflating a girl who has already seen other women explode. You know exactly what's going to happen to you, and I totally feed on those emotions.
Rosie wanted to push Vaughn away, but she was utterly locked in place. It felt like being encased in concrete. Vaughn placed her hand on Rosie's plump tummy and slowly set it down beneath her abdomen and between her legs. Rosie felt as beads of sweat formed on her forehead and dripped over her brow. Vaughn's hand was in a very intimate place now, and she still held the hose. Rosie knew where it was going to go. Vaughn's hand shot up beneath Rosie's dress, and she fumbled it around for Rosie's panties, pulling them to one side and sliding the hose carefully between Rosie's buttocks. Rosie yelped as she felt the cold nozzle slip into her, and her eyes traced the line of the hose around her hips and across the floor to the pump as Vaughn backed away from her. If she could have, she would have pulled it straight back out, but she still felt as though invisible and strong arms were holding her firmly in that same pose.
"Now to begin,"
Vaughn purred softly, smacking her lips in anticipation as she carefully lifted the plunger on the pump. She gave it a whoosh, and Rosie immediately felt the increase of pressure in her belly, which bulged outwards.
"Not a bad start, darling," Vaughn teased. "I love it when they start bulging right from the first pump. Who knows how big you'll be after 10, 20, 100 of them?"
Vaughn continued pumping Rosie up. She pumped and pumped with glee, and poor helpless Rosie just stood there and whimpered slightly as her body expanded around her. All along, Rosie knew this had been a bad idea. She felt her body expand with each pump, her dress tightened around first her bloated tummy, and then right up at the back as her ass pumped up like a pair of balloons. Rosie was in no doubt that, like the other girls before her, she was certain to be inflated until her body could take no more, until she blew.
"Oh my Vine!" Rosie gasped. "I feel so absolutely pumped! So tight! So full!"
Vaughn didn't reply. She just pumped and pumped with gusto, and as she did, Rosie became more and more pumped up. She just watched as the plunger slid up and down. As it did, she felt her body flex, tighten, expand, flex, tighten, expand. It was so surreal. Rosie's ass continued to swell up, as did her thighs and her belly. She looked down and could see herself blowing up, past the point of pregnancy to become a ridiculous-looking balloon girl. She looked back at Vaughn helplessly and pleaded, "Stop, please! I don't want to burst! I don't want to be inflated!" Vaughn was now getting into the swing of things and having a lot of fun as Rosie pulsated and expanded, her body bouncing and flexing with each pump.
"What makes you think I'd stop, my love?"
Vaughn replied.
"I never, ever leave a girl pumped up and intact. They always explode in the end. It would just be so unsatisfying to walk away from here without my eardrums ringing. And anyway, you'd shot me to the police. You have to blow."
Rosie whimpered slightly. It was as she expected. There was no way out. No way of resisting. No way of bargaining with this girl. She was just going to be pumped till she blew. With Vaughn now pumping her quickly and constantly, that flexing made Rosie look like some invisible person was bouncing on her,
Like a space hopper, her whole body heaved up and down, in and out, and inflated bigger and bigger and bigger. I find that rhymes are good for getting that rhythm down. Would you like to hear? Gotta pump that rump! Wanna try another one? I must increase your bust! This isn't funny! Rosie barked. Stop enjoying it! You're in no position to issue commands, darling. You may have had a taste of power of someone being inflated, but now you have to experience what it's like from the other side. Don't worry, though. It isn't all bad. How much pumping can I take, then? Rosie asked. Vaughn took the pump in her hands and lifted it up so that Rosie could see it. On the top of it was a pressure gauge, with a needle which hovered around the 2 o'clock position. Look at it! Vaughn squealed with delight. See how pressurish you are! You're going to pop! She then went back to pumping, and Rosie, frustrated, scared, and in some discomfort, as the pressure increased inside her and her skin pulled tight, which went back to pathetic whimpering. I'm so pumped up! She whined. At that point, the pumping stopped, and the room was quiet, but for the creaking of Rosie's bloated body. She half hoped this meant Vaughn had given up, even though she knew better than to expect that. Vaughn whispered softly, half to herself, half so that Rosie could hear. Let me just stroke my hand across your derriere, sweetheart. I can't let a butt this bloated go untouched. Rosie felt a hand gently pawing at her huge inflated ass cheeks. Vaughn's hand honestly felt quite nice. Her butt was so drummed tight that even the tiniest little brush of Vaughn's fingertips set off ripples of sensation across her bloated cheeks and brought goosebumps out over her quivering flesh. In a way, Rosie had felt a sense of frustration watching the two girls blow up before her. It awakened something inside her and made her feel all tingly, and she had wanted to know herself what it felt like to be pumped up so big and round and to know you were going to blow apart like an overinflated car tire. All that pressure inside her building up, pushing her out in every direction, getting so firm and tense until it was released in one violently explosive moment. See, in the hands of an expert, being inflated is a whole other experience. It's certainly not some lame-ass revenge gimmick. Why do you want me to pop, anyway? Why does it excite you so much? I can't really answer that in a way that you understand, my dear. But let's just say, I love the fact that you're like a bomb, pumped with so much destructive power. Really, you're the powerful one in this situation. I'm merely your enabler. It's only fair, since you're going to blow, that I let you choose how. Vaughn carefully listed all the ways in which Rosie could be inflated, and her repertoire was certainly impressive, if also terrifying. Option one is what I'm doing to you now, and I do love a good pump. So I could just keep pumping and you get bigger and bigger and bigger until kaboom! There's something delightfully satisfying about it getting to the last pump, and I know I just push the plunger down once more and you'll blow. Rosie shook her head. She had already endured all the pumping she could take. Okay then, chirped Vaughn. So that doesn't float your boat, so to speak. Well, I also carry some compressed gas pellets with me wherever I go. You simply swallow one of them, and it will start inflating you from within, releasing all that gas inside you, and the pressure will build and build until, well, you know. She balled her hands together before spreading her fingers and palms wide. Boom! You can be my little air bomb. I like that even less, Rosie replied. Vaughn laughed. You're a difficult girl to please, honey. Rosie felt her cheeks flush. As awful as it was that she was going to explode, she had to admit, the attention Vaughn gave her made it, well, not so bad. I could always do to you what I did to poor Haley. She cackled as she imagined this. You'd be like a human airbag going off, like, woof! Well, Vaughn continued, if you want to be pleased then, I can blow you in a much more intimate way. I could lock lips with you and blow into you. It's just like blowing up a balloon. I fill you up with my breath, keeping a tight hold on you until you go pop. Although, thinking about it, there's a new method I've invented, but haven't had a chance to try out yet.
Talking was a struggle for Rosie. She was just so full. It was just like trying to talk after a huge meal, but much, much worse. She breathed deeply, feeling her body twitch and squeak as she inhaled, and then letting the air out of her lungs, she gasped.
Okay, tell me about that. I just want this to be over with.
Vaughn's eyes lit up.
Oh, it won't be long, sweetie. We're going to have a blast.
The feeling of being so full and round and pressurized was so intense that Rosie certainly couldn't handle it going on much longer. But at the same time, the pleasure and sense of greatness she felt were something she wished she could savor more. She likened it to the moments before climax, knowing the intensity was going to rise and rise, and both wanting to reach the end and simultaneously wishing to remain on the precipice forever. Vaughn began a detailed explanation of exactly what devilish plan she had prepared for poor Rosie. And Rosie now had to listen to exactly how she was going to be made to explode.
I have attained such an awesome level of power that all I have to do to inflate you further is place my hand on your body. The part of your body I touch will be the part that blows up. It's so much fun! I can touch your butt, and your cheeks will puff up under my hands, or caress your breast and feel them heaving and expanding. I've only tried on a load of plushie toys so far, made a bunch of them explode, which was messy. She tilted her head to the side and fluttered her eyelashes in a saccharine display that didn't really suit her. You'll be the first person I tried this on. How do you like that?
That sounds nice in a way, thought Rosie. I mean, to be touched by your inflator, and teased and tormented as you swelled and grew and pumped up until BOOM! She knew she would kind of enjoy it, but as well felt she had to at least protest. If there was any chance whatsoever that Vaughn might decide not to go through with this, not to pop Rosie like an overinflated beach ball, then Rosie had to be guiding her towards that epiphany, and not just meekly submit to her explosive fate, because it might feel good. Rosie shook her head determinedly, though her cheeks glowed and her eyes lit up to betray her true feelings. It was all she could do not to flash Vaughn an eager smile.
You're conflicted, dear, aren't you?
Vaughn said in mock concern.
I know exploding doesn't really seem like an eventually you should relish, but I can see that deep down, you really, really want to go out with the biggest kaboom that I can bring out of you. Well, don't worry, sweetheart. I won't relent in pursuit of my goal, of our goal, and feel free to protest all you like.
She pouted a little and feigned pleading.
Tell me how you don't want to blow. I'll even enjoy it more that way.
My God, Rosie thought. She is actually a psychopath. Why did she enjoy being Vaughn's plaything so much? Vaughn smiled and arching her back, she stretched out and cracked her knuckles before walking purposely up to her helpless blimp toy. Rosie inhaled deeply, closed her eyes, and prepared herself for what was to come.